days. It felt like a month or so since you've had a meet, or it had probably been almost a month, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been a good 3 weeks for sure. You know, the kids have been training over break, and that always gets a little bit long, you know, training with no meet in sight. And so it's good to be back this week and have a meet on Saturday so we can go up to Kearney and see some really good competition up there, some fast swimmers, and so the kids are excited and ready to get back into action.
Got a pretty good pool. You always like that pool over there?
Yeah, it's pretty new. You know, they built it when they built the high school. It's a really beautiful facility they've got there on the southwestern edge of Kearney, and we love swimming there. It's a nice big 8-lane pool, well lit, you know, nice stands, and so we've had some good meets there, so we're excited.
The goal always is to build up, you know, your divers, you know, build up the, to possibly qualifying for state, your swimmers to lower their times. Where are you kind of sitting as you're in your first meet of January now?
Well, so this for our divers, you know, this will be their first 11 dive meet, so we'll have two divers, Caleb Shaw and Hannah Crow. This will be their first 11 dive meet, so quite a step up to go from 6 dives to 11 dives. So they've been working hard over break to add different dives in to get enough dives to be able to compete this weekend. So we're excited about that. We got Shay back. You know, she had a little mishap with the board, and so now she's going to back and going to dive. So we're excited about that. So we've got a lot of excitement on the diving side. On the swimming side, you know, we've been working hard, and so hopefully built a little more endurance, looking to drop our times a little bit. You know, Leah Spencer, who's been our kind of our fastest girl so far this year, she'll see some of the best competition she'll see for a while these next 2 weeks. So she's been training hard and doing some two-a-days to get better shape and get ready to compete against these faster girls. Izzy Renner has been, you know, building. She had those 2 weeks off for quarantine, and so she's been coming back and building her endurance. You know, and then Olivia Cutter, Kerrigan Burns are getting better, working on their technique again, their senior leadership. And then Kylan Rodewald and Alexis Tucker have been focused on form and getting better. And so we're looking for all those girls and kind of all the girls on the team to improve their times and get better. On the boys' side, we're going to be a little bit shorthanded, missing a swimmer or two here and there. But, you know, Deacon Kenny's looking to lower his time in the 500. Caleb Shaw's getting better. Caleb Wilkinson's getting better in the 100 butterfly, starting to look like a true butterfly. So we're excited about that. Ethan Spencer, you know, is our fastest boy, so we'll see what he can do in the 50 and the 100 with a little more time under his belt on the season. And so we're excited, I think. You know, we're looking for good results this weekend and maybe a few surprises here and there.
Does that Kearney meet bring some of those Eastern teams over for that?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see Hastings again, and we'll see Lincoln Pius. This is, I think, the only time all season we see Lincoln Pius, they had a coaching change last year, but they've traditionally been a really good swimming school, you know, one of the best. And so we love to compete with them and love to see what we can do and see some really good swimmers and get a good measure on how we're doing so far in the season.
Now, you're supposed to go to Lincoln on the schedule here this month. Is that going to take place or not?
Yeah, we're gonna head down. So they've made some changes this year, and so normally it's a big meet at Lincoln High, and so this year it's going to be spread over three different sites. We're going to be at Lincoln High with Omaha Northwest and Hastings, which will be good. This is the only time we'll see Lincoln Northwest other than the state meet, so that'll be some good competition. And then Hastings, you know, as Leah's kind of rival in the 50, so that'll be good. And then Lincoln North Star, I think, is another host site, and I'm struggling on the other one, but there's another site in Lincoln, but we'll be at Lincoln High.
Well, that's good. At least you're going there. You got to compete against some good teams. You could have easily got wiped out, but hopefully that's good that you get a chance to compete.
Yeah, we're happy with any time we get a swim this season, and, you know, hats off to them for making it work and finding a way to keep everybody safe and allow the kids to swim and compete against each other, and then all the times will be merged, you know, from the three sites, so we'll swim against good competition. You know, on the plus side, we get a few more events than we normally would. You know, normally it's super packed in there, and you got like eight teams that compete there. And so with only three teams at our site, we'll get a few more events that we can enter some exhibition swimmers in. So a few more kids will get the chance to swim there and do a few more events. So we're excited about that.